بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا، وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected brothers in Islam, today we continue in the durus on the makharij al-huruf, or the emission points of the letters, and we're speaking about the letters of the tip of the tongue. And today will be the second lesson in the letter Zayin. The letter Zayin. The letter Zayin, just to review what we spoke about last time, is a letter that's pronounced from the tip of the tongue and the what is in between the top and bottom front incisor teeth. And the tongue is placed closer to the bottom teeth. It's also a whistling letter, but it has jahr. So it's pronounced iz. The air is held back. It doesn't flow at the point of makhraj, but after it escapes from its makhraj, it passes between the top and bottom front teeth and makes a whistling sound. Azzaka. Azzaka. The Zai is a thin letter, so not azzaka, azzaka. It's pronounced with an A sound when we pronounce it, and thin sounding and not thick. The thin letters have an A sound and the thick letters have an O sound. The Zai, if we look at the first few ayahs on the sheet today, the Zai is hidden when it is preceded by the Noon Sakin. The Noon hides in the Zayin, I should say. So for example, Unzila. Unzila. The Noon, it has the rule of Ikhfa, or the hiding, when followed by the letter Zayin. That means that the Noon is not clear, not Unzila, but Unzila. The tongue is placed close to the makhraj of the Zayin, and then the nasalization, the nasal sound is pronounced. Unzila. Another example of the ikhfa of the noon in the letter followed by the letter Zai. Fa'inzalaltum. Fa'inzalaltum. The one that is pronounced for two harakas, or two beats, the nasal sound, and then the Zai is pronounced. Fa'inzalaltum. Another example of the ikhfa of the tanween in the Zayin is nafsan zakiyah. See how the tanween in the word nafsan, the noon sound, is hidden in the letter Zayin afterwards. Nafsan zakiyah. Also, when we have the meem sakin followed by the letter Zayin, there is the Zai is pronounced clearly. Ayyukum zadathu hadhihi imana. Ayyukum zadathu. See, the meme is pronounced very clearly. Ayyukum zadathu hadhihi imana. You also have in the word hadhihi the elongation of the ha. This is another rule called Mad Sila Kubra. We'll cover that later, inshallah. The Zai is a sun letter, meaning that when it's the Alif Lam is attached to a word that begins with the Zai, the Alif Ta'rif. So what do to the Lam? We skip the Lam and we pronounce the Zai with a Shadda. This is called Ash-Shamsiyah, or sun letters. An example, Az-Zahideen. Az-Zahideen. The Lam is pronounced clearly if it's followed by the Zai, if it's not in the Al-Tarif. So for example, Bel-Zuyina. This is important to pronounce the Lam clearly. Bel-Zuyina in this example. And the number of Zai in the Quran is 1599. 1599 Zai in the entire Quran. Here are a couple more examples for you, inshallah, of the Zai. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. See? وِزْرَكَ. And the last example, وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. وَأَنْزَلَ, the ikhfa here, right? The ikhfa of the noon and the zai. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Is the scene a sun letter or a moon letter? مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Sun letter, right? Because we're not saying مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. So it's a sun letter. Ma'a, water. Ma'a. So here there's an elongation on the hamza at the end. This is also a type of mad. Ma'a in the end. So the sin, sad, and zai are tip tongue letters. And may peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So any questions on the zai? Okay, if there's no questions, we can practice the letter Zai, inshallah ta'ala, like this. If it has a sukun, إِذَا زُلْزِلَ, no, that's not. The Zai, if it has a sukun, it's just pronounced, it's a letter of rikhwa, it's a soft letter, so it doesn't come, it's a letter of rikhawa, softness. From the sifat of the zai is a soft letter. Good question. Any other questions? Inshallah ta'ala. We can start. Zafar, you like to read some ayahs, inshallah?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Unzila.
Okay, here Unzila.
Unzila.
Okay, try to make the whistling of the zai, the sahir. Z. Unzila.
Unzila.
Very good. Now.
Fa'in zalaltum. Nafsan.
Yes. Try to hide the tanween in the zai. Nafsan zakiya. If you put the tongue close to the zai, towards the bottom front teeth, and then make the wunna sound. Nafsan zakiya.
Nafsan zakiya. Annakum za.
Ayyukum.
أيكم زادت هذه أيمانا
زادته
هذه أيمانا
إيمانا
إيمانا.
Very good. Now.
الزاهدين.
Good. Shunda on the zai. الزاهدين.
الزاهدين. بل زينا.
زينا.
بل زينا.
Very good. جزاكم الله خيرا. Alhamdulillah. Brother Musa.
وَوَضَعَنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ.
Very good.
No. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً.
Very good.
أُنْزِلَ. فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ.
فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ
نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً.
زَكِيَّةً.
نَفْسًا.
شند انيا زكية
نفسا زكية أيكم زادته هذه إيمانا
إيمانا
إيمانا.
Whenever you have an alif in the end of an ayah, it ends softly. Imana.
Imana.
No, that's fine. Inshallah.
Az-Zahidin.
Very good. MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khairan.
Bal-Zuyyina.
Very good. Jazakallahu khairan. For you? Inshallah.
ووضعنا عنك وزرك.
Good. If you can make the ra thick, وزرك.
وزرك. وأنزل من السماء ماء.
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 This is called mud. Iwad. Instead of making tanween sound, ma'an, whenever you have to end an ayah, you take away the ending vowel, right? So instead of pronouncing tanween, it becomes an alif. There's a few places in the Quran, like nisa'a, and here, ma'a.
Unzila.
Very good.
Fa'inzalaltum. نفساً زكية.
نعم.
أيكم زادته هذه إيمانا.
Very good. Now you got the alif. Very good.
الزاهدين.
ما شاء الله. جزاكم الله خيرا. بارك الله فيك. Yes.
وودع على أنت وزرك.
Good.
وأنزل من السماء ماء.
Okay, on the Hamza, see the tanween? Ma'an. Instead of saying the an, this becomes an alif. Ma'a.
Can you say it both ways?
You say it both. Ma'a. If you continue, ma'an. Yes.
Unzila.
Here there's the noon hiding in the zain. Unzila.
Unzila. Fa'in zalaltum. Nafsan zakiya.
Nafsan zakiya.
Nafsan zakiya. أيكم زادته هذه إيمانا.
Very good. جزاكم الله خير. الحمد لله. الله يوفقك.
الزاهدين.
نعم.
بل زينا.
نعم.
ووضعنا عنك وزرك وأنزل من السماء ماء.
Good. Do you know what that mud is called? ماء. مد عوض. مد عوض. The alif on the end when you have a tanween.
That's it. Okay.
Good.
Zila.
Very good now.
Fa'in zalaltum.
Same thing. Fa'in zalaltum.
Fa'in zalaltum. Nafsan. Nafsan zakiya.
Also here, the hiding. Nafsan zakiya.
Nafsan zakiya.
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 Very good.
Ayyukum zadatu hazihi imana.
Imana.
Imana. Azahidin.
No. Hold on, hold on.
Bal zuyna.
Zuyna.
Bal zuyna. Zuyina.
Good.
Wawadana anta wizrak.
Tad is a thick letter. Wawadana. Wawadana
anta wizrak.
Wizrak.
Wizrak. Wa. Wa anzala minas samai ma'a.
Ma'a. Unzila.
Unzila. Unzila. Unzila.
No.
Fa'in zalaltum.
Good. Good.
Nafsan zakiya.
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 No.
Lay.
Yes.
I have a question that like
yes.
When we have idgham, it joins the letters
yes.
together. But yeah. In this case, it's unzila.
It's called ikhfa.
Ikhfa
is the, you still pronounce the letter slightly, and but you hide it. You take the noon and you hide it in the zai. So noon is still there. The noon is still there, but it's hidden in the letter afterwards. When you have idgham, then the noon is completely gone and merged into the word after it. For example, wa may ya'man. You don't hear the noon at all. Wa may ya'man. Mir rabbik. Min rabbik becomes mir rabbik. But here the noon, you still hear it, but it's hidden a little
hidden.
Bit. Fa'anzala. You hear the noon, fa'an, but you don't make the noon clear. You hide it a little bit. Not fa'anzala, fa'anzala. You put the tongue close.
It's merged into
the it's slightly merged, not completely merged, but it's partially hiding it. It's partially hiding
like
the noon.
This one, zalaltum, is idgham in this side. Zalaltum.
Fa'in zalaltum.
Zilam lam zalaltum.
Nam. Here, you don't really, the idgham is usually if you have a shadda on the letter, if the after it, if
okay.
you see a shadda, then this is idgham.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, wa may ya'man, let me see if we have an example here. You could say like az-zahidin, al-zahidin, you have the lam, it merged into the zai, and it became completely merged into the zai. So the lam, instead of saying al-zahidin, az-zahidin, the lam is gone, and it merged into the zai, and that's why the zai has a shadda. So you could call that like a type of idgham. Inshallah. It's a very good question. Inshallah, we'll talk about idgham and ikhfa, the hiding, on a separate lesson, inshallah. We didn't really get to that topic yet. There's a topic in tajweed called the rules of the noon with a sukoon on it. There's special rules on that noon. When you have a noon with a sukoon, how do you pronounce it? Do you hide it in the letter after, or do you merge it, or do you make it clear? There's three cases. There's the hiding, which is ikhfa. There's the merging, idgham, and you have clearness, idhar. Idhar. An'amta. It's completely clear, no merging at all. An'amta. So those are the three cases of a noon sakin. inshallah. We'll go over it in the future, inshallah ta'ala. We'll cover that in more details, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah reward you, brothers. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.